This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on another September weekend. Huge show in store for you this week. My first guest has been a friend of mine for 45 years. The legendary Pat Boone will be joining us from Ashley plus Evan, Ashley Simpson and Evan Ross. That's their new TV show. We'll speak to actor, director, writer, and author Gregory Paul Martin. And then Bonnie Schneider is going to give us some tips on how to prepare for hurricanes. We certainly had that experience this past weekend. Next hour from the Travel Channel and his destination series, Josh Gates. A new show on NBC called I Feel Bad. Sarah Jew Blue and Paul Adelstein. The amazing Kreskin will be here. I love when he's here. And Pickler and Ben, Kelly Pickler and Ben Aaron for the second season of their new talk show. And that's all this week with Ron Segi today.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. And boy, I don't know where to start. I mean, that's the great voice of a man that I met back in 1972 for the first time, 45 years ago. And he's joining.
Man.
He is the full package, my friend Pat Boone. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Boy, that's a stunner. How many? 42?
45 back in 19...
Hello, Ron. Good to talk to you.
You know, you
45 years ago.
You were gracious enough, Pat, to let me be your opening act in some concerts up in Pennsylvania. You never let another male singer lead off for a male singer star.
It is unusual, yeah. But you know, I started out in high school doing a radio show in Nashville. And though I was an aspiring pop singer, I didn't dream I would actually have a career. But I was hosting a teenage talent show and introducing other singers around Nashville to come on and sing on my show. And then later on my Pat Boone Chevy show on national television in the late 50s, I would have all the other singers come on and sing with me. And, you know, I have an album. album of duets with Nat King Cole,
yeah.
Johnny Mathis, Perry Como, Sammy Davis, Ella Fitzgerald. I just love singing with and enjoying other singers. So me with you was something that was very comfortable for me.
Well, I appreciate that, and you were terrific. I have a picture, by the way, of us backstage back then, and you looked great. I looked like Tiny Tim back in the 70s. Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
You're an Armed Forces radio, I think, aren't you?
Yes.
And, you know, I had the number one most requested song for about 4 years in the late 50s, I'll Be Home. And it was the song that so many of our Armed Forces people were requesting on Armed Forces radio, because those who were away from home were hoping that their loved one was going to wait for them. And the ones back home were requesting the song because they wanted their loved one away from home to come home safely. So the I'll Be Home song, originally done, I think, by the Flamingos.
Yes, you're right.
And I had recorded it, and it was such a huge record for years. I still sing it in many of my shows, and I'm still doing concerts. Anybody from that era in my audience, after this many years, they're thinned out now, but they want to hear I'll Be Home.
I'll Be Home, yeah. Well, you know, your achievements and your versatility, I always said to you, you always have this unique knack of reinventing yourself and being accepted in those reinventions. I mean, recently here, the 48th Annual GMA Dove Awards on October 17th for a Lifetime Achievement Award. Then the 20th anniversary of Metal Mood, No More Mr. Nice Guy. I was in the audience when you did the Jay Leno show at the MGM when you came out on that.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a shocker.
It was. In fact, it was dangerous because he had me ride somebody else's motorcycle out onto the stage, right up to the edge of the stage, and if I hadn't known how,
you'd have gone.
Stop and put up the kickstand and shut it off while they were playing the intro to Smoke on the Water, and I had to jump off and start singing. If I had just been flustered for a second, I could have run that motorcycle right out into the audience.
Yeah, and it would have been a great...
You were there.
I was there. It would have been a great insurance claim, Pat. I mean, I tell you.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, tell us more about what's happening with the Gold Label Artists. I love this label. What you've done with this label is sensational.
Well, I call it the senior tour for singers, like in golf and tennis. You know, you really like to see those who've already been champions still performing in those sports. And singers, many of them still performing, but they're not on any label, including me.
Right.
So I, out of anger and opportunism, anger that the record labels had dropped artists who had helped build those labels and had sold millions of records, but just because they weren't the current new thing, the record companies were dropping these legends. But to me, it was an opportunity to bring them together and do new albums and still reach that large audience as long as they were still performing. And so many of these artists were. So in the first 3 years of the Gold Label, we put out 26 new albums, like Jack Jones and Sha Na Na and Patti Page and Roger Williams. And then, of course, I joined in.
Sure.
The Four Freshmen and the Letterman and all these great artists who weren't on any label. The only trouble was that the company that with whom we were inventorying and manufacturing and distributing went bankrupt just as we hit our stride. Their bankruptcy tied up all of our masters and music for well over a year, and it stopped the momentum. But I'm still really proud that we put out Glenn Campbell's last album.
Right.
And I knew that that would be the case, that at some point Gold Label would be putting out the last albums by these legendary artists. So that's happened, and you go to Gold Label, Pat Boone's Gold Label on the internet, or just patboone.com, you can find out about and buy the albums. Of course, people are still buying albums, but you can also go to just the free Pat Boone app and download, and I'll sing for you 24 hours a day of my own stuff.
Wow, that's great.
Only singer that has his own free app, forming all my own records, anybody wants to listen, free of charge.
Let me tell you something, Pat.
That's why we do all that.
This venture and your voice and the voices of all the people you mentioned will live on long after you and I are gone, and that's what's great. Something else you're doing, and I really meant when I said reinventing yourself. I mean, because, you know, you had an R&B record out not too long ago that we talked about. Not too long ago, it was a few years ago. It seems like only yesterday. But tell us about this historic pilgrimage that you're making to the Holy Land.
Well, thanks, Ron. That's another of my lifelong, really, or at least career-long activities and priorities, and that's my association Christian with the people of Israel. I'm Christian, but I call myself an adopted Jew because my rabbi is that carpenter's son from Nazareth. I consider myself part of the extension of Judaism, that is Messianic Judaism. And I wrote the song, which is really considered the second Jewish national anthem, "This Land Is Mine, God Gave This Land to Me," the theme song from the movie Exodus. I wrote those words on the back of a Christmas card, kind of combining. Didn't intend it that way, just I grabbed the first piece of white paper I could lay my hands on when the idea for the lyric coming to me turned out to be the back of a Christmas card. That card is framed and on display at Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem, and on the wall of the Righteous Gentile, along with Oscar Schindler and Lori Ten Boom and other Christians who risked their lives to rescue Jews during the Holocaust period and from Nazi Germany. So I'm woven into the history now of the people of Israel, and I'm hosting this tour next May, May 9th through the 20th, and that incorporates May 14th, which is the actual anniversary date of the founding of the modern state of Israel, which was May 14th and 70 years ago,
right, right,
48.
Right.
So I'm going to be doing concerts in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, like I did last March, sold-out concerts in their big theater, but also in the Caesarea Amphitheater, the Roman Amphitheater, Caesarea, looking out on the ocean there, and we'll do a TV special there using Israeli and American artists and featuring them, and it's going to be a big, big deal. And
celebrate.
Go to patboonisraeltour.com to learn all about it. Come with me.
That's what I was going to ask you. That's how we can join you with that, Pat. Go to patboone.com.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
patboonisraeltour.com and come with me because it's going to be a first rate. We'll have a private audience with the Prime Minister, who is a friend of mine. He calls me Speedy because he was in college, MIT, when my record was in full bloom, and I recorded Speedy Gonzalez, which he loves. So every time I'm together with Prime Minister Netanyahu, he says, "Hello, Speedy, come on in."
That's funny. Well, you know, Pat, I know that you're on a horrendous schedule, okay? But, you know, I've only touched the tip of the iceberg. I'd love to talk to you about all the stuff you do, but every time I get you on, we really have to catch up like 10
years. It's one of
the
radio tours.
Yeah, I know that. But will you join us again? I had dinner one night with Debbie, Dick Van Dyke, myself, my partner, the late Ed McMahon. We had a great time. She's a darling girl. She really.
Oh, yeah. I think it was Dick on a special with her, I believe, a TV special. But Debbie's still singing full time,
yeah.
And her kids are raised. That little girl of You Light Up My Life is now a grandmother.
I know.
But she looks like her own daughter or one of her own grandkids.
Beautiful girl. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Pat, will you join us again soon? I would love
that. Yeah, sure, I will.
I would love to talk to you more about all the stuff that you're doing. And, you know, between now and May, we can chat some more about the trip to the Holy Land. How about that?
We'll look for the chance, yeah.
Okay, Pat, my friend, thank you so much for joining us. Our special guest has been our longtime friend, Pat Boone. And over the years, Pat has had decades of music popularity. And back in the 50s, when people like Elvis Presley still wasn't accepted to a wide range of ages, Pat was. In fact, he did a lot of songs that were his versions of Tutti Frutti and Good Golly Miss Molly by Little Richard, and a lot of the songs by the late Fats Domino, like this.
You made me cry when you said
most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset. us, it's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Zedgy today. Well, what happens when you take two famous families and their siblings are put together, okay? This is what happens. You come up with Ashley Simpson Ross and Evan Ross. Ashley, Evan, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm excited about your new show, which is only on E, by the way, Sunday nights at 10 o'clock, Ashley plus Evan. Now, this is a fun thing, because now we get a chance to see a married couple with two children and both working together. Believe me, I work with my wife. We are in for a delightful empathy hour, because it is challenging. Now, tell us about how this whole thing's going to come around. You're recording an album during, listen to me, album, a CD during these episodes, six singles. So how does the whole thing work chemistry-wise, guys?
I mean, for us, it's been great. You know, a lot of the time, like, work will take Evan away or we're not together. So it's actually been so much fun to do a project together and be inspired by each other and, you know, I mean, definitely we have our moments, and you'll see them on the show. But, you know, it was really just an amazing project working together and doing music together.
Yeah, it was actually a lot of fun. And when it all started out with an idea that we had that we wanted to document us, you know, making our album, and then it turned into something else because we realized that it was a lot more than that. You know, we wanted the world to be able to see kind of who we are and how all this music came to be and that inspiration and all that, you know.
And you get to see our family, and I think that there's definitely the one thing that's nice, you know, about our show is I think it's a positive. There's like something positive about it, which I'm really happy about.
It is.
Boy, we need something positive. There's no question about that. Boy, I tell you. Now, but how do you juggle this? I mean, you have two young children.
Right. You know, we were able to, and, you know, it's still always a work in process, and, you know, I think, you know, anyone that gets up and goes to work, you know, in the day, it's definitely, you know, no matter what.
Yeah, I think, no matter what, you want to be around the kids as much as possible, so we kind of take them everywhere we've been.
Yeah,
they come to the studio with us, you know, they've even been on some of this promo stuff with us, and so it's... You know, and I think they have fun with it, so we just try to make sure that we keep them around as much as possible with things that they would like to do, you know, with us.
Well, that's great. Now, let me ask you the million-dollar question, all right? Can you keep the personal and the business sectors of your life separate? I mean, do you sit back on Sunday evening while watching TV and start talking about the new CD that you're doing or writing another single? I mean, can you keep it separate, or is it difficult to do? Because I find in my world it's very difficult not to keep it separate.
Right. I mean, there's definitely definitely times that I feel like I'm probably pretty good at shutting off. I'm like, it's the weekend.
Yeah. I think what we do, though, the good part is that we kind of do what we're not kind of. We do what we love. We're you know, musicians and singers and you know, and I think that part of it is part of what we like to do even when we're not working. So it's like we're lucky that we have a job that we really enjoy doing that more feels like more of just what we love, you know.
Tell us a little about the new CD that you're doing.
It's fun, man. We don't even have the name for the actual album yet, but it's what, you know, Ashley had the concept, which it was Conversations of Love, you know.
Yeah.
Cool. And so it's all different kinds. It's not always the happy, fun side. It's the hard stuff.
Different ways of it. Yeah. And the sound has been super fun. You know, there's moments where it's got like a soulful sound, and then there's like, oh, and we worked with Earth, Wind, and Fire with them.
Well, yeah, on the single I did.
Dean White, yeah, he's playing on it.
That was just
single.
Released, yeah.
What a stack of talent both of you have. Great genes. I mean, Ashley, of course, your sister is Jessica. And Evan, your mom is the queen, Diana.
Yeah.
And, you know, you even have a sister. Isn't she in Blacklist, Tracy?
Blackish, yeah. She is, and she's nominated for the Emmy.
Wow.
Right now, and she's amazing.
You know,
won the Golden Globe.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable, fantastic genes in these families. Ashley, I first met your sister Jessica and your dad Joe. We were doing a thing with Ed McMahon out in L.A., a taping session, and we first met them, and Dad seemed like a real nice guy.
He's
amazing.
Yeah, a real cool guy. So now, what are some of the things we're going to see? Are we going to see some little bit, contradiction of opinions in this, or is everything going to be roses and you're running on the beach?
Oh, no, you're definitely going to see that.
No, and I think that's what just comes when you're trying to, everybody's, you know, trying to make it right and you know, also just trying to juggle being parents as well as doing the music and doing the show.
There is drama. There are moments.
Yeah,
for sure.
Evan, does your mom give you any advice? And if she does, do you take it?
Of course. She gives me advice all the time, and I always take it. She has the best advice. I mean, mostly she tells me to trust my gut and do what I think is right and enjoy everything. You know, I think the biggest thing is she's like, you know, be appreciative and enjoy all the moments. And so, no, she gives me great advice, but really she kind of allows me to do my
thing. She got to be proud of you. And Ashley, you took off, like, what, 10 years to have children, and then you went back into the business? Was that tough to do?
You know, I think that there was a part of me where I always continued to still write music, and there was a part of me that knew that I would come back, and I just didn't know exactly when that time would be. And for me, it's been nice to, you know, come back. I have, like, the most important thing with my kids and my husband, and I'm getting to do what I love to do, and it's make music and, you know. That.
Well, you know, what you got to do, and take it from an old guy, all right, is that you got to make sure that everything is copacetic in your life so that you don't go in different directions, because this is a tough enough business to have one celebrity in the family, let alone two celebrities in the family. You know that.
Yeah, I think the good part is that we did grow up around this, so we have kind of a different perspective on things, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of the only life we know, and it's, you know, and so I feel like we're very lucky for that, and we're enjoying all of it.
When's the CD come out?
The actual album's dropping in the fall.
Okay, I got a great name for it. I just thought of a great name, okay?
Yeah.
And I'll let you use it, all right? How's that?
Okay.
Ashley plus Evan.
Yay! It might end up getting back to that. We tried to figure out other names for the show, and that was where we got back to.
Yeah, I mean, and then every time the show plays, it's like a one-hour commercial, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How many episodes did you do?
We did 6.
Oh, cool. Great.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck with it. This is going to be a fun thing. It premiered actually on the 9th of September, but it's every Sunday evening at 10 o'clock only on E! It's called Ashley plus Evan. It stars our guest, two talented people, without a doubt, Ashley Simpson Ross and Evan Ross. I got to tell you guys got it. I'm telling you, you have both got it. You got a great, great, great the future ahead of you, and a pretty good one behind you, too.
Thank you so much.
And please join us again, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
This has been fun. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our guests have been Ashley Simpson Ross and Evan Ross. As we mentioned before, Ashley is the sister of Jessica Simpson, and Evan is the son of Diana Ross. Well, I tell you. That's a good formula there. And the name of the show is Ashley plus Evan, Sunday nights at 10, only on E! And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
USA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford has accepted the Senate Judiciary's request to testify on Ford's allegation that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her back in high school. Now, there was a lot of back and forth regarding who should actually testify first. Alan Dershowitz, professor at Harvard University, says this is a no-brainer on who should testify first.
Obviously, she has to testify. She has to be cross-examined, preferably by good lawyers who can ask probing questions. Then he has to get up and respond and be cross-examined.
Saturday, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said treacherous floodwaters are still threatening the state more than a week after Hurricane Florence made landfall there. Cooper said that 9 of the state's river gauges are at major flood stage and 4 others are at moderate flood stage. The governor also urged residents of southeastern North Carolina to stay alert for flood warnings and evacuation orders. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Nationwide and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Well, I'm very excited to talk to our next guest. When you talk about the full package in our business, he fulfills that description, okay? He's an actor, a writer, a producer, a director in film, television, and theater. And he's got a new book that's going to be coming out very shortly. It's called Watch It Come Down. Joining us right now is Gregory Paul Martin. Hi, Gregory. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. Great to meet you.
Heard so much about you and your credentials. Oh, my goodness gracious. I go down this list. It's sensational what you have partaken in over a remarkable career. And before we get to that, though, we want to talk about you started a relatively new production company here this past year. Tell us a little bit about it.
Thank you. It's called King of Kings Worldwide. It's based in London. And it's something that I've been waiting to do my entire life. It's actually the pinnacle of my career because of the experience I've had in every single area, from playing Hamlet to starring in a miniseries with Richard Burton and Liam Neeson, and movies with Anthony Quinn and Giancarlo Giannini and Keanu. Oh, you know, the list goes on and on. And also, of course, the music background because of the family I come from. So I'm pulling, and I'm a writer. That's my big passion right now is writing. I do everything but writing. So I've generated a treasure chest of projects in film, theater, and television and music over the past 5 years, which are, there's about 40 of them that the company are going to be producing over the next decade. And they're very ambitious and very, very diverse because I believe the entertainment industry is in a terrible position. I completely disagree with people who say it's the golden age of television. Of course, Game of Thrones is fascinating, and you can talk about shows like The Wire and et cetera, et cetera. But to me, there's a kind of vulgarity that sort of seeped into entertainment. And, of course, one only needs to go to a cinema to realize that there's no films made for people like you and me anymore. I mean, right. the baby boomer generation is the wealthiest, biggest demographic in the entire history of mankind, and nobody's making content for them beyond, you know, Downton Abbey. I mean, it's that kind of thing. And so I want to bring back great, transformative, intelligent, joyful entertainment that we've just lost that. That's what I believe.
You mentioned from a musical family. I think we want to mention the fact that Gregory Paul Martin is the son of George Martin, who was the creative genius behind the Beatles, and apparently that gene has passed down to his son because he's done so many things in this business. And we want to talk about Watch It Come Down. This is the astrology, the stars in place, for what you say will become the demise by 2020 of our present presidential administration. How do you know that, Gregory? And obviously, these kind of things have been in the news and not necessarily connected to astrology.
Right. Well, I had this very profound gift with astrology at a very early age. The first chart I ever drew and first person I ever spoke to about it was John Lennon in Abbey Road Studios when I was 10 years old. I was obviously very nervous, but I just was curious. I wanted to do his chart, and I actually told John, and I couldn't really understand what it was, but I saw in the chart the approach of a very dark, controlling female presence that was related to the death of his mother, and that was Yoko Ono. And I, you know, in my timid way, naive way, I tried to caution him about that experience. And that's a whole other subject. But so I've had this gift for, it's another fascinating story, but it's, because I was right about that at 10 years old. And I had this gift for all this time, and I'm now 61. And I kept it hidden deliberately. I mean, people in my industry, our industry, have known about it. For example, Simon Fuller, who created American Idol and manages David Beckham and J-Lo. I did the charts for his twins when they were born recently, you know, for a very healthy payment, because it's a service that I provide privately. But I decided, you know, and I kept it hidden because, as we discussed earlier, you know, in the 80s, if you did yoga, you were considered a freak in our business. I remember actually discussing with Don Belisario, the creator of Magnum P.I. and Airwolf, because I was under contract with Universal for my own TV TV series, I actually made the mistake of asking him his birthday over lunch at the 21 Club in New York, and he looked at me like I'd just gotten out of a lunatic asylum. So, but I decided I had to come out with this now because I predicted the results of the 2016 election when every so-called professional astrologer got it wrong in the business of astrology, you know, these people who spend their lives doing it. And I saw what was going to happen to Trump, and it's happening. You can see it happening now. So I've decided to write this book because what's happening with Trump and the country as a whole is in the chart of the United States of America. This is not really, countries have charts as well as people. The chart of the United States of America was drawn for 5:10 p.m. on the 4th of July, 1776 in Philadelphia. And that chart is very specific. That's the signing of the Declaration, the publishing of the Declaration of Independence. And it was chosen by Benjamin Franklin, who was an astrologer, and he chose it deliberately. And what this is really about is about America and the death and rebirth of the idea of what America stands for, because we have gone, the American nation has gone so far from the principles of the founding fathers. And Trump is just, the perfect president, because the emperor has no clothes, finally. The corruption, all the corruption that's been going on for years and years in American government and business is being exposed. And that is part of the fate of the nation. And Trump is, you know, I saw that it's called Watch It Come Down because I know exactly what's going to happen to him. And it'll happen before 2020. He won't even last out his first term. So I just wanted to write the book and self-publish it because it has to be out quickly.
Your comments on the demise of the Trump administration is a pretty cavalier statement.
No, I wouldn't characterize it as cavalier. It may sound extreme to people because it's very, you know, I'm absolutely convinced that it'll happen. It's his ineluctable fate. In Trump's case, had he chosen not to run for president, he would still have gone through his experience because it's in his chart. He could have taken a different course, but he hasn't. And because of that, he is going to be brought to his knees, because he needs to be brought to his knees, because humility is a word he cannot possibly understand, and that is in his chart. All of this is in his chart.
The book is called Watch It Come Down. I want to digress for just a moment.
Sure.
Your experience as an actor, in addition to, as I mentioned in the introduction, a writer, producer, director in film and television, some of the film and television credits, my friends, Memoirs of an Invisible Man, Mortal Kombat, Ellis Island, The Ellen Show, Mad About You, Sequest, Murder, She Wrote, Empty Nest, and then on the theater side, King Lear, Midsummer's Night Dream, Guys and Dolls, Hamlet. That is a very difficult thing to do. How do you do, for example, King Lear and then Mad About You and be believable, Gregory, in both parts? I mean, that is a sensational talent, you know.
Most really great actors are comedians at heart, because you have to have a sense of the absurd, you know, to truly understand tragedy. And as a writer, too, you have to understand everybody. That's what Olivier said. And therefore, you have to see the funny side in the tragedy. I mean, it's a very thin veil between tragedy and comedy. And, of course, due to do with the theater and film and television, the only difference is in size of the performance. And that's something all great theater actors have to learn. See, it is that thing between comedy and tragedy, because that's why the two masks represent the actor, the smart, the laughing clown and the tragic face.
The audience is a big factor in this equation because of the fact that they will judge if they accept you in all these roles. And in your particular case, they have, which is what I'm talking about, being the polished artist that you are. Well, the name of the book is Watch It Come Down. Now, Gregory, you got to do me a favor, all right? You got to come back on our show with us, all right? You're a great talent.
Oh, I'd love to.
And a terrific guy.
There's not much to talk about. And I'm going to make sure that Tom Lupo sends you a copy.
He just lives about a mile from me down the road. And, of course, we go back to our childhood days that I've known him and his family. Let's do this again, whether it's Watch It Come Down, a new book that is going to be coming out soon. Watch for it. But all of the other history that you had in this business.
I would love that, because I have a lot to say and I have a lot of great stories. And you mentioned the show, The Circus, which is the Mad Men of Rock and Roll, which we're doing now. And that is like the result of growing up in the eye of the storm with the Beatles and telling stories that nobody has ever heard and really capturing the great spirit of music, which you know a great deal about as a singer.
If anybody's going to be in the epicenter of music in the baby boomers generation, it would be no doubt you. Maybe if you want to, I'll add a little spice to the Elvis Presley side of that story.
Oh, that'd be great.
Since I have a little history in that area. When the book comes out, where can we get it?
It's going to be published on Amazon in a Kindle version and an audiobook version and obviously a print version within the next 30 days.
Great.
I'll let you know, obviously, the actual date. My company in London, I live in Paris. I mean, Europeans just look at it and go, like, what the hell is this going on over
right,
here? But see, it's actually very appropriate. It is the death and rebirth of the truth of America.
I'm looking forward to having you back.
Thank you. Me too. I'm looking forward to meeting you, too.
Our guest has been Gregory Paul Martin. The new book is called Watch It Come Down. We will let you know in the next couple of weeks when it is out. He's going to be joining us again. Quite a talent.
Thank you, Ron.
And we want to invite everybody to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. And you can hear our latest show, this one, on demand 24/7 by just going to the homepage and pushing the button that says Listen Live. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
tuned in. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today all across the United States and around the world. Well, boy, I tell you, our next guest is at a very convenient time to talk about this because certainly bad weather is in the news with Hurricane Florence. And, oh, boy, there's so many things out there in the Atlantic. It's unbelievable. And she is going to tell us about a month that I didn't know was National Preparedness Month, and that's September. Our guest is a national TV meteorologist, also the author of the book, which is entitled A Guide to Surviving Flash Floods, Hurricanes, Heat Waves, Snowstorms, Tsunamis, and Other Natural Disasters. Joining us right now is Bonnie Schneider. Hi, Bonnie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
Your timing couldn't be better, but I did not know that September was National Prepared Month.
You know, I'm glad that you brought that up. Hurricane season runs from June 1st through November 30th. September 10th is the peak day of hurricane season, and around that time is usually the peak week, and that's when we started really focusing in on Florence, and that's why September tends to be the worst month for hurricanes specifically. And one of the reasons is the water temperature. The heat in the oceans accumulate throughout the summer, so it's obviously the water temperature in September is warmer than June.
I was blown away to find out that it was 86 degrees in the Atlantic right there by the eastern coast. I didn't realize. I don't know if we even have temperatures of 86 degrees in Florida in the water.
That warm water is one of the reasons that Florence continued to be a threat. And it's unfortunate. I mean, the storm intensity-wise, Category 1 doesn't sound bad, but boy, 400 miles wide, that's a huge storm.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, and you bring up a very valid point, said, well, you know, it was a Category 4, then it went to a 3, now it's down to a 1. And I think they forget about all of the other aspects of high winds, including, of course, water and rain and the surge of the ocean. When you write a book like this, how do you encompass everything that needs to be done with regards to essential supplies? There are some basics that apply to everybody, and then there are some that don't apply to everybody, like medicine and so on and so, so forth.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And all the disasters that you spoke of, often, unfortunately, as a result, are power outages. And one of the ways to keep the lights on and keep the fridge running is to have a portable generator. It's a great idea, but it has to be operated safely. The Portable Generators Manufacturer Association wants to make sure that you avoid the danger of carbon monoxide because it's invisible and it's odorless and dangerous. So they say to take your portable generator outside. Take your portable generator outside. .com is the website, and I don't think people know, don't put it in the garage, but we read about these things every year, so it's important to do that safely.
Well, it's no different than at Christmas time where people have the electric heaters and they don't do it. You know, are people complacent? I'd listened to someone the other day on the news, and she said, you know, the news media pumps this thing up so much, and it probably won't be that bad. Have people become that complacent where they just said, well, you know, you're crying wolf? I mean, is it not better to cry wolf and be wrong?
I agree with you. I think that even in the case of Hurricane Florence, when the last big hurricane is Hurricane Hugo back in 1989, plenty of people don't really remember that, or they say, well, it's been almost 30 years. How bad can it be? So water damage from hurricanes is a really big problem. And during the disaster, you know, we're thinking about the main essentials, but something that you may be able to do before there is a disaster is to make sure your precious valuables are safe, like your family photos. I mean, now we just don't even think of it. We're always taking pictures and putting it on social media. But you may have photo albums of really precious photos that you want to preserve, as well as important documents, legal documents, things that if they were water damaged, it would be a big problem. So the new Epson FastPhoto FF680W is a wireless high-speed photo and document scanner system that works so fast, it's one photo per second. The second-generation FastPhoto is actually the world's fastest personal photo scanner, and it preserves photos and documents. So a great thing to do, maybe on a rainy, not a stormy day, just to make sure that everything is safe and secure.
Unfortunately, though, a lot of people don't have access to that, but that's a great idea because I think, really, when you really come down to it, that the things you want to preserve are the things you cannot recreate. A house you can recreate. Pictures, documents, mementos. How do you do that?
Yeah, I agree. That's so important. And another thing to keep in mind is to have your emergency disaster preparedness kit. And in my book, Extreme Weather, I talk a lot about this and what to have in the kit. I think people know a lot of the essentials like flashlight, batteries, things like that. But something that you may have at home could actually make a big difference. Clorox bleach. Bleach is recommended by the American Red Cross to have in their survival kit supplies list. And I actually mention it in my book. And here's why. It has many uses. It can help treat contaminated drinking water. It can kill E. coli bacteria, clean up mold and mildew from floodwaters, and it really can make a big difference. And Clorox bleach is something to make sure you have included in your disaster preparedness kit.
Bleach can chlorify water?
It can actually treat contaminated water. And now, it's not something you just pour into a cup of water and hope for the best. There's a very specific way to do this. In my book, I outline it with details about how this would be in the case of an emergency if you had to do that.
You know, I had the opportunity, ironically, just a couple of weeks ago, to take a tour of NOAA, N-O-A-A, in Lakeland, where they have the planes there that really not only take care of this region, but they went to Hawaii, you know, earlier. And it was very, very interesting to see how these gentlemen do it. It's a new way in the past few years that meteorology has kind of evolved. What have you seen in your career that has made predicting the weather so much different than it maybe was even 10 years ago?
Absolutely. Over the past 10 years, I've seen tremendous differences from the data that NOAA gathers, more detailed, the computer models being more accurate. We have a better handle on the forecast because of technology, and we also are able to use that in a way to communicate with others through social media and just instantly seeing floodwaters and things like that. And, you know, one of the problems with these storms is that it not only affects us as individuals, it affects our economy, and it affects small businesses. FEMA says that 40% of small businesses never reopen after a natural disaster, and that's such a shame because there are so many businesses in our community that maybe we just expect to always be there, but after a natural disaster, they are impacted. So Visa in September following Hurricane Harvey created visa.com/back to business, and that identifies local businesses to help them get back on their feet again, and it's kind of interesting how they actually do this. The Visa Back to Business project uses Visa transaction data, and that will help identify small businesses after a natural disaster that have recently processed a Visa transaction. So this way, consumers across the country can help support them.
Bonnie, is all of this contained in Extreme Weather, your book?
Well, everything I spoke of today is in tipsontv.com, and some of the information I spoke of is also in my book as well. And my book is a guide to all types of natural disasters and even provides information on how to take care of your pets in emergencies.
That's important, too. And we can go also to tipsontv.com, as you mentioned.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Hey, Bonnie, this has been extremely educational, and I thank you for the work that you've done. It's very important. I just hope that more people now and in the future heed the advice of individuals like yourself who know and, you know, take care of these things so that it minimizes the risk and, unfortunately, the loss and even death.
Yes, I agree with it. And I really do appreciate you having me on because it is National Preparedness Month, and for good reason with everything that's happening with Hurricane Florence.
Right.
People really do need to be prepared.
Bonnie, thanks for joining us.
Sure, thanks.
National Preparedness Month is September, and our guest has been veteran meteorologist and author Bonnie Schneider. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
See, it doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest, my pal Pat Boone, Ashley Simpson, and Evan Ross from Ashley Plus Evan, Gregory Paul Martin, an actor, director, writer, author, and the son of the great George Martin, and Bonnie Schneider. Next hour from the Travel Channel, his Destination Series projects are always fascinating. We're talking about Josh Gates. There's a new show coming up on NBC called I Feel Bad, and the stars of that show, Sarah Jubilee and Paul Edelstein will be here. The Amazing Kreskin and the second season of Pickler and Ben that stars Kelly Pickler and Ben Aaron. That's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.